This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Managing shards, maintenance windows, over-provisioning, elastic hash bills. I know, it's a spooky season and you're already shaking. It's time for caching to be simpler. Memento serverless cache lets you forget the backend to focus on good code and great user experiences. With true auto-scaling and a pay-per-use pricing model, it makes caching easy. No matter your cloud provider, get going for free at gomemento.co/morning. That's gomemento.co/morning. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. I took last week off to figure out how best to tackle this one, and all I can say is that I still haven't gotten there yet. SOC Radar demonstrated a significant leak that spanned the world. It distills down to an Azure equivalent of an open S3 bucket. This is, needless to say, bad. Their follow-up blog post goes into more depth on exactly what was entailed. It was a bucket that was owned by Microsoft and expose customer details. Microsoft's response to this has been to release an incredibly defensive blog post that blames SOC Radar, that minimizes the value of the impacted data. You know, something that's really up to the customer to determine, isn't it? And basically making it very clear that the proper course of action when discovering any data breach or vulnerability information in a Microsoft product or service is to release it to the entire world without bothering to talk to them about it first. I mean, hey, if they're going to slam you for attempting to do the right thing, why even bother? What happened to you, Microsoft? Aside from that, the most interesting thing I saw in the security community was that I wasn't around for Microsoft Ignite, and I spent my time at Google Cloud Next talking to folks who were building interesting things. So I found a security recap of 2022, Google Next, and Microsoft Ignite. It's worth reading if you're doing things in that particular side of the ecosystem. AWS released an announcement around the IAM Access Analyzer, where its findings now support SNS topics and five other AWS resource types to help you identify public and cross-account access. And this feels like the IAM Access Analyzer is working on some of the deeper math problems and hard corner cases, rather than prioritizing the baseline thing that I want, which is generate an IAM policy for me that's based upon observed behavior that is both least privilege and doesn't require me to tweak it extensively by hand before deploying it. I want that, please.
This episode of the Last Week in AWS podcast is sponsored by our friends at Datadog, a cloud-scale observability platform that provides comprehensive visibility into cloud, hybrid, and multi-cloud environments with over 600 integrations, including, obviously, AWS. With Datadog, you can navigate seamlessly between your AWS infrastructure metrics, traces, and logs, using out-of-the-box dashboards and algorithmic alerting for fast collaboration and troubleshooting, all in one tightly integrated platform. Plus, Datadog's lightweight agent integrates seamlessly with AWS services, so you can start monitoring EC2, RDS, ECS, and all the other AWS services that you don't use in minutes. Datadog provides your teams with the tools to monitor every layer of their stacks to enhance performance, but don't take their word for it. Start a free trial today and they'll send you a t-shirt. Visit datadoghq.com/lastweekinAWS. That's datadoghq.com/lastweekinAWS.
And two interesting tools and tips that I stumbled across. The first is that DNS Analysis Server is a tool that can be used to demonstrate vulnerabilities in your DNS configuration, which is worth taking a look at, particularly if you're using Route 53 as a database. And I found a very reasonable API security checklist of things to consider before releasing your API to the world. This is contrary to a certain large company's marketing that insists it doesn't exist, a compression algorithm for hard-won experience. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security News. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Onward to reInvent.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.